afternoon, and welcome to Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Desmond Stinney, once again here with New York Times bestselling Addison Wiggin. Hey, I love our intro song. It's like, it's just too short.
You know, it's catchy. I dance every time, even if I'm in a bad mood.
I just, for the first time I caught you actually bobbing your head, I was like, is he dancing? Like, maybe we need to make this intro longer.
Gotta make it a little more funky. It's a bass line.
This is going to be, this is a signature show. You made an interesting revelation about it. This is our first international Level Up Podcast.
Woo!
We are going global.
Yeah, we're going north.
North of the border. And this is an exciting one. So Calendar Budget is a product and app that I found as I was just searching, because we were writing the content for the personal budgeting course that we're going to be releasing very soon. And just the kind of the way the course was going, I just thought about, you know, how we could build out cash flows using a calendar. So I just on a whim started searching around for budgeting apps. I'd heard about a bunch of budgeting apps, but none that used a calendar as the really the basis for it. But that's how I think about cash flows. How about you?
Yeah. And after we started talking about this, the idea of calendar budget is self-explanatory.
It does. It kind of fits right in.
You have to, if you're watching your money come in and go out as it does, it often happens. All your payments happen on a calendar. And most of your income happens on a calendar, unless you have royalties or something like that. So it makes sense that the product that we're going to discuss today is called Calendar Budget.
Yeah. And I do a weird thing. I like to think of both my income and my expenses as daily occurrences. So even like, let's say my car payment is it's $500 a month or whatever, I times it by 12 and then divide it by 365. That's what it's costing me per day, right? And then I do the same with all
there's
the
a little expenses. Bit of OCD with that,
maybe. And I think so, possibly. But and then whatever
if it
you
works
don't spend,
for you, Desmond. And, for sure.
I don't know how well that worked for everybody. But I was thinking of ways of how could that be made easier. Is there a way to do it easier? And I can tell you, at least for the first part of what we were talking about, as far as putting everything on a calendar and making a calendar base, I believe Calendar Budget is the way to go. I posted about it on our platform a couple of weeks ago. And sort of true to form, kind of like how the Shroopbuck thing went, I went and found the owners and invited them to the show. And they said yes. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to introduce the makers and the co-founders of Calendar Budget. And, you know, they also have a podcast, Addison. They have their own podcast.
They do.
So I didn't feel good about inviting them on our podcast and having them have to, you know, sit through just our intro. So we're going to intro our guest using their intro.
I can pay cash, I can pay check, I can pay wire transfer, I can pay gift card, I can pay credit, I can pay anything you like. I can pay cash, I can pay check, I can pay wire transfer, I can pay gift card, I can pay credit, I can pay anything you like.
Robin and her pulling.
Balance. We're going to have that song in our heads all day.
And I love it.
Did you guys write that song?
Yes. Well, copying the music from another song that I heard, I just had this inspiration one morning. I woke up with some of those lyrics and continued and filled out the rest of the lyrics to make it work.
That's very nice and catchy.
And definitely. Yeah.
To our chagrin, probably.
And it was on my mind all weekend.
Let's get the international part out of the way. Tell us where you're from and then maybe segue into how you got started with Calendar Budget. I'm sure there's a good personal story behind how you ended up there.
There is. So we're from a little town. Well, it's not little, but we're from a city called Oshawa. It's just outside of Toronto in Canada. And we have lived kind of in this southern Ontario, the province of Canada, for most of our lives. We sort of built Calendar Budget as we became newlyweds. So there's a bit of a story. Do you want to tell your half of the story? Because it's kind of better your half.
Yeah, personal need. I grew up with not as much education around personal finance as Eric has had. And it just helped us to get on the same page because neither one of us like arguing. I never wanted money to be a problem for us. And I was, in school, college, and trying to manage student loans. And then shortly before I finished school, we got married. And I had this debt that's following me into our marriage. And I didn't want that to be a big issue. And I thought, oh my goodness, it's just not fair to Eric to have to take on this. And shortly after getting married, we were expecting our first kid. So I'm graduating school. 3 weeks later, had our first kid and no income because I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And Eric loved that idea as well. And so no prospect of a job to pay down my debt. But right from the beginning, we made his money, my money, our money, and anything that came with that, the ups and the downs, just came together. And so calendar budget came to keep us on the same page and to help us to pay that debt down faster.
Was it something that you were using on your own before you had the idea of turning it into a product and getting all entrepreneurial on us?
For sure. Yes. We started, so I'm a software developer as for my education, and I was working at IBM at the time as a software developer. I had this elaborate spreadsheet, you know, that had basically mimicked the calendar format. We're all used to seeing our bank statements and they all have transactions and dates. And we're like, it just makes sense. You're always associating it with a date. I want to see the patterns on a calendar, and it just makes more sense. So I had built that out in a spreadsheet, and you guys, I'm sure have used spreadsheets before. Oh, yeah. They're so error prone. If you make one error in a calculation, that could be very expensive if you're planning for things. And as a side project, I started building calendar budget just so that we could use it. We never intended to make this into a business. It was just, I was going to use my skills to build something better than a spreadsheet. And after we built it, we're like, dang, this thing's awesome. Pretty useful. We should get this out to some more people. So a few of our friends started trying it out, and eventually we're like, yeah,
let's go public.
This is going to change the way people plan their money. So let's.
I love the way Robin's thinking. Let's go public. And
exactly right.
Necessity is the mother of all invention, right? And it sounds like something that you felt like you needed personally, and just by, I guess, occupational hazard, you stepped into really building it out, overbuilding it as you do most things with yourself. And so what time frame are we talking about from, I guess, that spreadsheet conversion to let's put this on kind of an application platform?
This was back in 2001, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And that's about when the spreadsheet was happening, and probably later 2001, we're like, yeah, let's put your skills to work.
Yeah. So the app, when would you say was, I guess, finished from an application perspective?
Yeah. I mean, desktop. I don't think it's finished yet.
Yeah. And obviously, it's never finished.
Right? That's how software developers always think, right? But from the point where it was actually usable, it was probably a couple of years.
Yeah, about a year and a half before it got out to a greater public.
Yeah. We were using it ourselves for quite a while, and then we made it. Yeah. We had to make a number of changes in order to manage different users than just ourselves. So that it was a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. That becomes the biggest part of it. Like the functions that you wanted to do, you get there pretty quickly, but then it's like user management and security.
Exactly.
I've developed a few software products in my day as well. So, and it's always like the 80-20 rule. You get 80% of it done in 20% of the time, and it's that last 20% that kills you.
Darn security and authentication is no fun.
Good. So as far as the features of the app, like just take the viewers through their I guess an experience.
We didn't pregame this at all. So I'm wondering, and it's okay if the answer is no, can we look at the product?
I have it.
I'll put it up on the screen.
Well, I don't think we can do that, but we can
show us your skills, man.
Yeah. Why don't you put it on the screen?
Yeah, we have a desktop version and a mobile.
You get what you see.
Yeah, it's a see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I have
a way to share my screen. But no. We're happy to do, you know what? Maybe I can. Let me try. I'll see if I can log into a demo account here. So there's a browser version of it that people can use on a computer.
That was one of the main questions, because I know I've downloaded the app, but I don't even think I've tried to log in from a browser standpoint.
Yes.
Actually, the browser version is, that's where we started, of course, since it was such a long time ago when we built the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It all started there, and from there it took off to, to be a mobile app as well. Let me see if I can...
And we've worked hard to make the same capabilities available across all platforms.
Yeah.
So that it's familiar to the users. It might look a little bit different, but...
Yeah. No, we're in the same boat because, our platform is a social platform, but it also has e-learning on it. So we have actual courses that people can take. And you find pretty quickly that mobile app and browser, they may talk to each other from an API standpoint, but not all blocks are equal on those platforms. So really just made the realization that our courses really should be done over a browser, probably not on an app.
Yeah,
for sure. So I'll try sharing my screen here. We'll see if this works.
Addison, he made us break down the wall. I love it. Addison, push the envelope. Good job.
So what you're looking at here in the, obviously in the middle is a gigantic monthly calendar.
Yes. Yeah.
And at the top of every day, and we're kind of not zoomed in very well here, but at the top of every day is a balance. This is your account balance. So I'm looking at a checking account right here, and you can have different accounts for savings or for a credit card or whatever. Go ahead.
You can actually connect your actual checking account to this, right?
Yes.
So what are you using?
Read only.
Yeah.
So you'd connect your checking account to the, let's do it. We'll just go through a setup. Because what you're seeing here is just our test team uses this account for testing the app and trying to break it so that we break it before it gets to customers.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go ahead and just try to connect to a bank account here and see what happens.
And is that as simple as entering your account number?
Yes. In this case, we already have a bank account connected.
Yeah.
Essentially, when you first try to create an account here, it's going to open up a secure window. And we use a bank aggregator called MX. They're based out of Utah in the United States.
Okay. Is that like a Plaid type of service?
Yeah, exactly. They're a competitor to Plaid and those other guys.
That's great.
So they will connect securely to your bank account. And then all we're doing is aggregating the last 90 days of your transactions and bringing it in. So in this case, for example, this is an expense account. And we have transactions that are listed on every day that they actually happen.
Oh, wow.
In this case, we're starting on a Monday. So you can configure this if you prefer it to start on a Monday or if you prefer it to start on a Sunday. That's just how this one is at the moment. And you're looking at the individual transactions that happen on every day. Mm-hmm. And it brought in the title. It automatically categorized them. You can customize
You can recategorize them. Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. So, for example, if I click on any of these transactions,
mm-hmm.
it opens up in a sort of a transaction register on the side.
Yep.
You can change the transaction name. You can recategorize it.
Yep.
Attach an image, write some notes about it if you want. But really, the key factor, the key thing that makes Calendar Budget amazing is being able to plan your future with it. What we see right at this moment is just the last 90 days of data, and it's kind of there in history.
Mm-hmm.
But in this blue panel, because we're just in kind of a startup here connecting your account, mm-hmm. it's automatically detected that some of these transactions we're seeing
repeat.
And so it's figured out kind of the average repeating canter of these transactions. And it's suggesting, you know what? You go to Costco, looks like about every 11 days, and on average, you're spending about this much.
So let's
If I go ahead and just go ahead and accept that as the gospel and create it, we'll now see this transaction is being created into the future.
Unbelievable.
And I can scroll into September, October, November, any, you know, years into the future if I want, and see based on that individual transaction, my bank account is going to be going in the negative. Maybe I should add some income to my account.
Right.
So you basically plan out everything. You plan out your income. You plan out your expenses. We all have these things that tend to repeat in a pattern. And now you can start really planning your future.
That's amazing. That I have, like I said, I hadn't gone into the browser version. I'm playing with the app just a bit, but that part of picking up on your trends and then making the projecting, helping you, you know, project forward. So this is incredibly important because, like I said, as part of our personal budgeting course, there are a couple of actual homework assignments, right? And exercises. So there are three, really. One is to create an expense timeline. And then another is to create an income timeline, and then to put them to, and then, you know, put them together. And then it goes into, like Eric found, there's some days where I'm going to be negative. So let's start talking about short-term strategies for covering the shorts or adjusting, you know, the timing of the cash flows. Cause, you know, budget is all timing of cash flows. Right. So
I have just one question. You were using Costco as an example, and on average, it's every 11 days you go to Costco. What happens if you miss one?
You can either move it forward.
You can actually,
or you can delete it. You can actually just click on that entry and drag it to the day that it hasn't happened yet. You can keep moving it forward. You can adjust the category
on the calendar.
So if you see you're negative, but you get a paycheck 2 days from now, and you can say, hey, I'm going to hold off on going to Costco, you know?
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Cause there would be an urgency to go to Costco, and I don't think that's a good thing.
Right? No, the whole point is
Costco is gone.
What are the whole point is you're just planning what you want to have happen or what you think is going to have happen.
Right.
And we have this concept of reconciling. So your plan is one thing, but what actually happens in your real life, in your bank account, that might not match your plan, and it usually doesn't. So there's some reconciling that needs to be done. So for example, I deleted one of those Costco trips, and in you'll see here, we went to Costco twice in one day. We just checked out twice. And so you'll see it, as it's connected to your bank account, it will tell you, this is what actually happened. And you can just drag that right on to the calendar, and it will be added back to the day. And so as you're looking at your future, you may want to come into calendar budget once or two or three times a week and just make sure that it is caught up with reality.
Right.
And, you know, if you had a planned transaction that hasn't happened yet, you just drag it into a future day so that it's still there, a part of your plan. It's still going to affect your future balance so that you don't make silly mistakes of overcommitting, going out to a restaurant unplanned, unless you're going to have enough money in the bank to cover it all.
Right. And it could also,
I just want to ask a question about reconciling. You're doing that by opening your actual bank account and then comparing it to what's on the calendar, or is there
imported?
Exactly.
Is there a feature that allows you to do it, or you open them up and compare them?
You can open your bank account to view it directly, what's in the statement. But right there in calendar budget on the left-hand side, there's a reconcile tab that shows you the transactions that happen in your bank account.
Oh, good.
That actually happened. And so you can compare it to what your plan is. And you can also open your bank transaction list in the bank app and compare as well. But
you're already looking for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The whole idea is to make it as easy as possible to manage and plan your money.
Yeah.
But we don't want you to get tripped up by missing something. So having it connected directly to your bank is the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And with so many people working kind of, you know, like side gigs in the gig economy and things like that, you start to see like, hey, I'm going to be running short here, you know, 17 days from now. Maybe I will take an extra shift driving for Lyft or Uber. And and does it pick up those types of trends on your income as well? Like, hey, it looks like you had this many deposits from rideshare income, and helps you project out as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It'll do that basically when you're just starting your account. It's going to detect those patterns from your last 90 days.
Yeah.
But really, once you get into it, you can create repeating. Yeah. Like, for example, if I'm just looking at today's the 5th. But on the 15th, I think we're going to go out to a restaurant. So I'm just going to type that in here on the side.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say that's going to withdraw from our account $60. And I'll just call that food and dining at restaurants. But now I'm going to click this repeating checkbox here. Now we can define how it repeats. We're going to do this. You know, we like eating out. So let's do it every 2 weeks. So we'll go weeks, and we'll say every 2 weeks on Thursdays.
Date night.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So then we'll go ahead and just set it to go, and now it's going to do that. So every 2 weeks now, if we move forward, we'll see every 2 weeks it's there deducting a planned $60. And now our goal is to make sure that we didn't break anything. Did we go into the negative any time?
Yeah.
Did we, you know, this red and green highlighting kind of shows you your low and high balance for the month.
Got it.
What are
the indicators if you do break it? Like if you do, by putting something in, it's going to make you go negative at some point. Does it ding you and tell you?
Yeah, you have an alerts tab as well that can show you what are the highs and lows of the month and certain times when you're going over budget. If you budgeted, say, your food for a certain amount, it will show you there on the alerts tab if you're going over budget or under budget.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, these high and low indicators, they give you the best indication of how well you're doing to stay within your budget.
You now can establish goals then that way too. Like if you want your food budget to be X number, it tells you whether you're within that framework or not.
Well, that's the budget part of calendar budget.
Mm-hmm.
So on this first tab on the side, we have your listings of all your categories of spending.
Oh, cool.
And right now we haven't really set any budgets for these, but I could go in and say, let's have a look at all of our categories, and we have our food and restaurants.
And those are configurable. You can add or take away categories as you see them.
Yep. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Change the color. You can
set a monthly budget, or you can set a specific month budget. Like for example, Christmas time. If you celebrate Christmas, you know that food budget's going to be more expensive at that time and gifts will be more expensive at that time. So you can set a specific budget for that month.
So I went ahead and set a budget of $200 for restaurants.
Canadian dollars?
Yes. So that's like, it's like Monopoly money compared to US dollars.
Actually, it goes with your currency as well. If you have, you can have different accounts with different currencies as well.
Oh, you can?
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's good.
And the category is specific to the one currency.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly. And so what you see here is any remaining amount. So it's difficult to see at the scale, but it says that there's $80 remaining in the food and dining restaurant budget.
Gotcha.
So for this calendar month.
Oh. Yeah. Now, this is amazing. And this goes hand in glove with the personal budgeting basics course that we're going to be releasing. And from our perspective, it's going to be required that you create a calendar budget account to do this.
Yeah. And the only thing that we wish we had, and it's coming very soon, is envelope budgeting. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now these budgets reset at the beginning of every month, but we're going to be introducing in the next short little while, the ability to have any amounts that you have in a budget carry forward as if they were like an envelope budget.
Got it.
Yeah, could you also then plan for, we have a program called Seeds of Wealth too, that envisions different buckets that you put your money in. So there's savings, investing, there's a charity bucket, and then there's a like an alternative budget. You might be saving to put a down payment in a house, something like that. There are different buckets that you can put in there. Would you be able to build that into your calendar? Because one of the theories of saving is that you pay yourself first, you put it into the savings bucket, and then once it's in that bucket, then you can figure out what to do with it. You buy a CD or you invest in a stock or something like that. You can put it aside first before all of the, before you go out to the restaurant, for example. Is that an option that's available?
Yep, definitely. What we typically, I'm guessing you're going to say accounts.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. What we typically do right now to manage that is we have separate accounts. So our checking account would be for everyday spending. And then we have different savings accounts that we would use that we earmark for different savings uses.
So those are your buckets.
Right? Yeah. We typically recommend people organize your actual bank accounts around these buckets that you want. So you can get typically a cost-free savings account that you can only transfer money. Like, I don't know for you, but for my bank, for example, we have a savings account that doesn't cost, there's no monthly fees on it, but we can't use it with a debit card. Well, all we can do is transfer money in and out of it.
Right.
We can create as many of those as we want. Mm-hmm. So we recommend to people, create accounts for these different buckets, move money in and out of them, and then you can manage them not only in your bank account, but you can do it in a planning tool like Calendar Budget.
Is there, it's a common, I know our bank account does this. You can pull up a pie chart. It's common with Excel where you can see where the predominant, like if you spend too much money going to restaurants, you put that into a dark, deep red color on your pie chart and you're like, wait a minute, that one's getting too big. Can you do that with Calendar Budget?
Yes, we have a pie chart that shows you the different categories that you've been spending your money in. Mm-hmm. And you can exclude categories as well. So maybe you just want to see, like, take your income category out of it so you can see just all your expense categories. Or maybe you know that house is such a major expense and you want to see where all your frivolous expenses are going. And you can remove house out of that pie chart to view. And plus, there's also another view of trends about how much you're spending over a period of time, maybe 6 months or so. And maybe you want to see if you started overspending on eating out now that life has changed and you figure that you have extra money or something. And you can see how that's going.
So you can establish the different, your own categories and then manipulate the chart to show different outcomes.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Now, something as well with your ability to plan ahead, it allows for people that are living paycheck to paycheck to evaluate their finances more seriously and to understand how to break that habit. So when you have, you know, your phone bill's coming, you have a period of time that you can pay that phone bill. And so you can push that phone bill forward in the month when you see the high and low indicators that you can avoid going into the red, that you can avoid going into negative balances if you can just move a few of the bills forward until you know another paycheck is coming in to be able to cover that bill without going into debt.
That was one of the strategies. Once they, because a lot of times people can't see it, but putting it on a calendar, you can see it. So you can look at it and say, all right, well, I'm going to go into the grace period here a little bit on this one. But this is the visualization of their cash flow that I thought was really important. And the reason, I mean, this is the reason I went looking for your product to see if it existed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who knew? It's right there in Oshawa.
Exactly.
And can you imagine people that are working in seasonal work where they know that maybe it's landscaping?
Well, I think.
They have income for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And those months that are not going to have income, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah. And I mean, that's one of the biggest content categories that we're writing in is in the like the trades industry, you know, folks that work in the trades space. And when one of the things that we're exploring is the longevity of those businesses and mm-hmm. and or the lack thereof, really.
Yeah.
And trying to see what we can do to help that, right? And I think a lot of that is predicated on the fact that cash flow planning is just not there. I haven't had as much work done on my house as Addison has, but I've had a fair amount and worked with a lot of different contractors. So I got to see, you know, and get
to... We share a contract.
Yeah, it's true. but you use more of his time than I do. But you can hear you talk, and obviously, you know, I talk to everybody and I get into everybody's business, but I tend to find out.
That's true.
This is something I think that would be really, really helpful. I'm, you know, thinking of a lot of people that I know in the space that have, let's just say their income varies, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they get windfalls and then they have the ebbs and the flows, right? And to the better that they can plan out those ebbs, the longer that they might be around in business. And that was a big part of what dealing with debt is mm-hmm. and why we founded it and why we created it. And you know, one of the most important things we're doing is we're not just there to give people advice. Like, hey, this is what you should do. And I love it that Addison hates the word should. He, in fact, tells us we shouldn't use it. But we don't want to just tell.
Days, we're not allowed to
use it. We're not allowed to use it. I broke the rule twice. And so we can't just tell people what to do, what we think they should be doing. But you can give me a swear jar for that or something. I have to throw coins in it. But, you know, we don't want to just give them guidance. We actually want to deliver the solutions mm-hmm. as well. So yeah. As we go out, and Addison has coined them on our platform as being practical tools, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that not only we introduce them to the practical tools,
but use them,
but show them and teach them how to use it. And that's part of what we're doing.
Yeah, I have a suggestion for calendar budget, actually. We have these different channels. We should put, did I just say should?
A
better way to phrase
an
it
opportunity is,
we're going to
what if we, and then you can say yes or no, and then there's no judgment involved.
Right,
so what if we put a channel called Calendar Budget and once and a week or in a group
and a group
to discuss amongst yourselves
mm-hmm.
We put Calendar Budget with how people can sign up, and then once a week we put a tip in how to use it. And then once a month, we reconcile and show how like a living example of how the budget tool works.
So that'd Addison, be
great because we could build it into the
he's died right in. So what we haven't even told him what our have you guys had a chance to look at what we do? We just got to see that's all what of this.
We didn't pregame this.
We didn't pregame this. We're pregaming in the game. We're flying. We're building the plane and flying it.
We got this.
It's ready, fire, aim. Right. Construct the parachute on the way down when you're falling off of the building.
Well, the easy part is we're talking to our brethren. They are a software company just like we are, so they understand. We're a social platform. What I envisioned was this being a delivery vehicle, like a platform. Mm-hmm. So we have a social platform. There are groups. There are community members who are the folks we're serving. And then there's the influencers and the experts, you know, like Addison and like you guys. Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose of it is to be a teaching platform of how to personal finance, employment success, and personal wellness. Those are the only three things we're talking about on our platform. And as Addison mentioned, it would be fantastic not just to tell everybody, hey, you should go get Calendar Budget. No, we went and found the founders. And we're going to bring, we're hoping to bring them onto the platform so that if you need to implement Calendar Budget into your world, they're right there for you. And, you know, all of the knowledge that you need to implement that effectively into your planning, as Addison mentions, that personal budgeting and personal finance and financial literacy is a skill. It's muscle memory. It's repetition. You got to practice it. You got to keep doing it. And by us being a social platform, we feel like we can execute on really drilling into these, helping people develop these habits and help them develop that muscle memory. And we're going to keep bugging them. Did you do it? Did you do it yet? Did you do it yet? But we need, it's a village. It takes all of us, you know, with our collective offerings to put people in a position to be successful. And you know, hopefully they take it.
This is exciting.
Let's say we do have a channel and somebody wants to sign up and become, do you call them subscribers? Like, what do you call the people that use the
members?
Product? Members. Yeah. So somebody becomes a member. First of all, how do you become a member?
I'm a member.
Yeah, you can just sign up.
Accountingbudget.com.
You can aside for a second. How do you, like, if I didn't know anything about this and I'm listening to us right now, how do I become a member of Calendar Budget?
Yeah, so you can go to the website, calendarbudget.com on a browser, or you can download the app from the Apple App Store or the Play Store, and you can just sign up right from there. There's a 30-day free trial. And at the end of your free trial, you can become a subscriber. And from there, we have found the tool is very sticky. So people tend to stay with it for a very long time, many years.
Yeah.
It becomes a part of their life. And we actually refer to the budget as like the third member of our marriage. And when we need to make a purchase, we're like, we better go consult with the budget on this one. And so it just becomes a decision tool that takes away any angst or frustration around, can we afford to buy this thing? If it's important enough, we'll plan for it. And we're not going to go into debt by making foolish impulse purchases because the budget helps you. So it's the sticky tool, but it is only helpful in the context of, as you mentioned, personal finance literacy. Mm-hmm. So we're super excited to be able to, you know, be featured and be partnering kind of with a financial literacy platform. We've been trying to get into providing education for a long time, and there's a lot of stops and starts on that because our main focus is software development. But getting that basic financial literacy out to people in consumable ways is so
important. Would be great, because we're trying to teach people how to budget, and this is a tool that makes it easy for you. Once I become a member, let's say I do the 30 days and I find it is working for me, or actually in those 30 days, get my sequence right, in the 30 days, is there a tutorial that can help me set it up in a way that reflects my spending habits but also encourages good habits? A tutorial that sets the tool up, Calendar Budget up, that fits me.
Yes, as you saw when Eric was showing before, that you're able to see the onboarding to set up that one account where you can see the patterns of your spending, Costco every 11 days. So it helps you set those categories up, and you can set, the transactions up, and then you can look forward and see how often things are going to repeat and just plan ahead for special events and things like that.
But even more than that, is there like a drop down
menu? There's other videos.
Little videos.
We do have some education around how to optimize your use of the tool. So we have what we call a kind of a 21-day habit installer.
Oh, wow.
So there's a series of 21 videos that will just, and they're only short 3 to 5 minutes per.
Oh, man.
They'll show you, here's the personal finance kind of
concept
thing or concept that you should be doing, and here's how to do it in Calendar Budget.
Right. I love that. See, Addison knows all the right questions to ask. I'm like, I'm a member. He goes, no, but we need this for everyone else that's watching that aren't members. Smart enough to think about those things ahead of time. That's important, and I'm glad you asked that, because that's another thing that we can implement within the course, the tutorial, right, of how to set up the calendar budget for yourself as part of one of the exercises in the personal budget course.
Another mission that we have in dealing with that is is building on your own skills, being entrepreneurial, owning your own productivity, those kind of concepts. And you have taken a tool that you use in your own marriage and you've developed it into a product. On a very kind of personal level, what's it like to build a business with the person who you're married to?
For us, it's awesome.
We're lucky. We work very well together.
Yeah.
We, even outside of the business, we've had, I think, two arguments our entire marriage. Like, we just are easygoing people.
And when he says arguments, they're extremely minor that the kids laugh at. They think it's hilarious.
How many kids do you have?
5 girls, and they're all young adults now.
We've been
married for almost 25 years.
Okay. Yeah. So I was telling Eric in on LinkedIn that there's a lot of parallels, you know, as I was watching some of your podcasts and some of your videos and, you know, how we had a first child prior to our first anniversary as well.
Yeah.
And so there were some parallels there. And it sounds like you're going on 25 years, is it?
Just so about, 24 and a half about right now.
Yep. Okay, we're going on 24. So you got married in 2000.
Started 2001.
Started 2001. Got it. Yeah. All right, we were a little bit later. I think we were October. Yeah.
Well, since we're talking timeline.
But she would never start a business with me. She needs the business.
You're one time it works, and sometimes you just want that space, but... For us, it works. We work really well together. I'm the technical side of things, but because of that, sometimes I get pigeonholed and Robin helps me think outside the box and think bigger, which is, you know, you need that in any kind of partnership.
Yeah. Well, my wife, she's there to console anybody that's foolish enough to get to work with me. So you got the support.
I'm sure Addison's well pleased.
On the timeline, you said like roughly around 2001, roughly about the time you were getting married and planning a family, you found that it was useful enough that you wanted to share it and turn it into a business.
Yes.
Was the idea to turn it into a business because it was working or because you're like, hey, this is kind of cool. Maybe it would work for other people.
We wanted to help other people.
Yeah.
We're highly motivated just to be able to help other people to alleviate their pains. Mm-hmm. And we figure why should people be suffering with this? This is a big problem in marriages and causes a big, huge difficulty. And we saw that we were doing fine and eliminated a big problem that people that causes probably the highest problem in marriages. Mm-hmm. Is money.
Yeah.
If we can eliminate that for people, make life easier for them.
Cited in a contributory factor and nearly 60% of divorces is financial.
It's nuts.
Big thing.
So after you launched the first product, the prototype, the beta version, how long did it take before you felt like it was a going concern where it was actually a business that you could?
Well, let's see, 2007 we incorporated, so I guess maybe a year or two before that. Probably a couple of years before that, we're like, this is definitely going places.
I was working for IBM. So there was like a little bit of, am I creating intellectual property that they own because I'm still an employee? So we didn't create it as a formal company until I left IBM and made sure that all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed and did it the right way.
Yeah.
And when did you ultimately leave IBM?
Was the day before we incorporated. it was a slow decline, actually. We had a number of experiences that, like
our last daughter was born.
Yeah, Robin was in the hospital for
2 months
for quite a while, long time for the last bit of her last pregnancy, and.
Things could have gone very differently that I wouldn't be here for this conversation, nor my daughter.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a wake-up call. I'm like, what am I doing with my life here? I'm working for the man. You know, I want to do something more. We wanted to do something more for the world. And we knew that we were sitting on this amazing tool that there was already some people using, and we're like, let's, you know what, it's a big step into the dark, but let's do this.
Yep. No, we just trusted each other.
I had a very similar call in 2001, and you know, what am I doing? 70 hours a week for what? 60 hours a week?
Yeah. Like you're killing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we were just starting a family. So it was, you start to, man, it's a lot of time away. So
yeah,
it is.
It's another way to do this.
And you want to be there and see your family grow up and be able to manage it financially.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I was commuting like an hour and a half one way every day. Like this is nuts. I have like 5 young girls at home. Mm-hmm. I get home. Robin is an awesome mom, but she's fried by the end of the day, like five kids. And I'm like, this is no way to be living. So if I can work from home, all the better. And that's what we ended up doing. I just work from home.
And then the arc of the business, since you made that decision, the commitment, how has it gone? Like how is the business doing? It's almost 20 years later, right?
Yeah, it's had its ups and downs. We were charging people for a while, and then we decided, you know what, we need to improve it. We just made it free again for almost a year while we just really worked hard on developing and getting it right. Mm-hmm. And now it's at, like, for the past long while, actually, for probably the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been
added on the mobile functionality.
Arcing up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In order to grow it, we finally got to the point where I can't do everything. I can't be a mobile developer and a back-end developer and a front-end developer.
It's so
we're like, we
got a great team.
We got to build a team. So we started building a team. We've got like five people on our team now, in addition to us, which take care of a lot of the development side of things. And I only have to do a part of that now and oversight. And we're in a much better position to work on the company instead of in the company.
Right. A lot of, I guess, the trajectory that we're going is quite a bit on the educational side. So we're taking, and we'll be able to talk a lot more about this offline, but we have a 6-course financial literacy module. This is in addition to the social community and the publishing, and that we have a 6-course literacy module that we're taking to colleges, universities, secondary, as well as trade schools and career schools, junior colleges. And that's who we're really marketing this 6-course and say, hey, we think we should be a part of your general education curriculum, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess a question, or not question, I'll put this out there as a idea. A lot of the, let's say if we go into secondary market, which is the private and public high schools, they may or may not have a budget to be able to purchase the app.
Yes.
Right? Now, our other markets certainly will. I just wanted to mention that is a market that we definitely want to pursue. And we can.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So I'll share with you quite a bit more about the plan, but it's here and it's about to start happening. And as we start to finalize all the curriculum already in the curriculum is you got to create an income timeline. You got to create an expense timeline. I think what we're going to do is say, here's calendar budget. Here's where you create your income and expense timelines. And and we'd love to make it a part of the personal budgeting basics course, which is our flagship course. The courses are in sequence. So got to take number one to take number two, and personal budgeting basics is number one. It's the first course.
Yep.
And I love that it exists. I went looking for it because, like I said earlier, necessity is the mother of all invention. So I'm glad that you had the need, because now it's been invented, and I had a need for it, so I went looking for it, and I think this is going to be a wonderful partnership.
I'm curious, one of the things that comes up in every podcast, I think we talk about how we're interested in helping people understand how personal finance is a skill, and it, we believe that it's appropriate to have the skill taught in schools for whatever it has been excised from all education, both secondary level and in colleges and universities. The only people who learn it are people that seek to be in the financial industry. And also we have especially when it comes to the topic of debt, we have an aversion to even discussing. It's like shameful in a way. Do you find that when you're talking to people who are members or subscribers to Calendar Budget, do they unload on you a little bit? Like, hey, I finally have a tool and now I feel free. I can talk to you guys about this.
I've been thinking about that actually, where you'd mentioned college students. I remember a few different college students we've had responses from now. One said, oh my goodness, I can finally adult now. It was this big thing to help them feel like a grown adult to know how to manage money now. Another one, they said, I used Calendar Budget to plan ahead and I freed up money that I could pay down my student loans faster and I saved $17,000. Those are the things we get excited for.
Okay.
And other families that have been able to save over $100,000 because they planned ahead and paid down their debts faster.
These are the stories. And Addison mentioned earlier about, he started to allude to creating a calendar budget community on dealing with debt. These are the folks we need to come in. Now, I know right now we have just out of pure getting the ball rolling. We just launched our app in March, by the way. It was, I think it's only available in the United States. Now, are your users, where are your users, the bulk of your users?
Worldwide.
They're all over the place, but we are like 88% in the United States.
88% United States. Okay. We're going to extend the availability of the app in Canada. Like literally, I was on my app dev call this morning and saying, we're interviewing people from Canada tonight. Like, they need to be able to get the app, right? Yeah. So it's going to be released to Canada. But we'd love for you to create a profile. You can do it. I think you can do it through the browser. It's going to, we still have to add in country, you know, as a selection.
Yeah.
It does ask for the zip code. So we have some modifications to make, but I want to get you guys launched on the platform as soon as possible. And even start to reach out even to some of your existing community to bring them on. Because one of the things that we have community members, but then we have also influencers, but we also have coaches, right? And coaches can be some of your users that have already, you know, bought into Calendar Budget, and they could be the coaches of your Calendar Budget group. So if people have questions, be there to jump in and just pitch in and answer questions.
We
love our users.
Our users do that already. We have a Facebook group for feedback, and they're always jumping. Like if somebody asks a question, we have to be very fast to answer before somebody else jumps in and answers the question for us.
Nice.
People are good to each other.
Yeah. Well, we're Facebook for we're not Facebook in volume, but we are a platform
platform. Yes.
From a platform standpoint, except we can actually give them a designation called coach, and they can earn points and coins and ranks, you know, for answering questions. Everything you do is gamified on the platform. So incentivize folks.
Cool. But, we're actually really excited to see some of the education and in programming and see what the platform's really like.
Well, I mean, if you want to create an account, just say you live in New Hampshire's Canada. Just say New Hampshire.
We usually pick New York since it's near a border.
Pick New York, and we'll convert it once we add in, you know, the territories of Canada next week. We'll convert you over. But go ahead, feel free to create an account now, or not now, this second. Yes. You know,
thank you.
And we'll get started getting, you know, a Calendar Budget group, you know, set up on the platform. And as Addison mentioned, there's also content series where you can write little journals and articles and things like that. We'll create a series for you. But I'm excited to really, you know, start promoting it, you know, as we start to bring more students and users onto the platform that are going to be taking the personal budgeting course. I'd love to make it a requirement.
We know from all the feedback, like we've had hundreds and hundreds of people give us feedback Mm-hmm. You know, it can change. It can literally change lives.
Yeah, we need those stories told. Yeah,
yeah, I like those stories. So they also give you tips or requests like, hey, I wish I
could. They do.
A lot of those.
All the time.
And we take them seriously.
Yeah.
The challenge budget has changed because of the user's input, where even some of the changes were like, oh, we'll go with this and we'll have some feedback. That doesn't quite work for me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, we have some other things in the works that we're looking forward to, like being able to have a hypothetical account. If you wanted to plan for a new job, what would that look like? And that's one of the big things on our wish list right now.
That would probably be huge, especially for the secondary market that we're talking about, the high schoolers who don't have bank accounts, who don't have income.
Yes.
We would have to kind of simulate a scenario, you know, kind of for them.
That's a good idea.
We're a bit down the road from that.
In another life, I publish financial newsletters. And one of the things we recommend before
people
get into trading accounts, as opposed to investing, which is more long-term, more stable. Trading is based on news cycles, and there's a lot of other things going on, technical trading parts. So we recommend that people paper trade for a while. So what you're talking about is you could have like a paper budget, which is a hypothetical income, hypothetical expenses. That would be a good thing to include.
I love course. It. Yeah.
And you can sort of do that today. You don't have to connect your bank account. You can do it all manually.
Yeah.
But if you're messing around, it will, like today, it will mess with your category budgets and things. So we need to implement it correctly.
Because you give them the idea of paper, like try it out first. If you think you like it, then you can plug it into your bank
Exactly.
Yeah.
And see, when I remember when we were first trying to decide, do we do the full on entrepreneurial thing? We went and changed and made like a hypothetical change to our budget to see how long we could survive without the income.
From, remove the corporate income salary.
Yeah.
And what happens?
Where does the budget break? Where does it start to go downhill? It took us 10 minutes to decide if it was going to work or not. Because of all the planning we had done for the few years already previously.
That sounds like level 2.0, though. You're actually making decisions based on inputs that are hypothetical combined with your real input from your bank accounts. That's pretty helpful advice to yourselves.
Yeah.
We've even made other huge decisions, like to buy a car, buy a house. We looked forward to when can we afford it. We planned for it instead of having to walk up and pay cash. And it's hilarious when the car guy, they're like, oh, okay, so we can help you get a loan. We're like, no, we got this. Like, well, you're going somewhere else for loan? No, we're paying cash. They couldn't understand that we would pay cash for the car.
Well, they make all their money on their loans.
Yeah.
They started thinking, what's in their trunk?
It's a suitcase full of cash. Is that okay, sir?
It's just cash. Yeah. It's like, you know, swinging a baseball bat or a golf club. You just have to do it. You have to do it often, and it just has to become a part of, you know, your routine. It has to be a part of what you do.
Yeah.
But, you know, the world has done a good enough job of keeping everyone distracted from focusing on their money, because they know if you're not, then it's easier for them to take it. You know, so with temptation and clever marketing separate you from your cash. But I think if you make it, most people think of things on a calendar, you know, anyway, as far as whether it's the activities that they're doing this week or, you know, like their paycheck, they think about it as a calendar. Let's just get the full picture on the calendar. And, you know, I think, you know, people will, they will make smarter decisions if it's right in front of them. You just it just has to be right in front of them.
Yeah. If you build in electric shocks or like start smoking or something.
Ooh, I like this user feedback. Electric shocks. I'm writing that one down.
I'm going to have to tie into the haptics on the phones, like to get that shock going. That's usually right there on their, at least close to their butt. You shock them. Don't make that purchase. Now, we actually have, you know, something similar to, and it's interesting. I think relationship 2.0, maybe this is date number 50 with calendar budget. We can start. We have this little AI bot, which we consider kind of the, you know, personal guidance in your pocket type of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be something people can refer to and ask, like, questions like, hey, you know, should I do this or should I not?
Yes.
And yeah, if we are tying into what their calendar budget is saying, then Merlin would be able to tell them, like, if don't you do if you do this, you're going to be negative, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, are you sure?
Yeah, along those lines, we've been thinking the same thing of integrating an AI chatbot or some kind of tool into into calendar budget, because we have your transaction history.
Yeah.
Like, we can apply best, you know, best in class models, you know, best practices.
Yeah.
And does your spending kind of fit into that predefined best practice?
Right.
Or are the recommendations that the AI can give you to either save money or pay yourself first or do all the good things that your education is telling you?
Yeah. You just need to have that, I guess.
And even currently. Yeah, even currently with your categories, you can see if you're spending a lot on, say, getting that morning coffee or whatever, and you can say, oh, wait, if I do this at home instead, make my breakfast at home instead of eating out every morning before on my way to work, I could save like hundreds of dollars a month. And over the year, you could save a few thousand dollars probably.
Or this coffee shop around the corner is $2 cheaper. Instead of spending $6, you're spending
Or if I skip the coffee, I might even have better health and not have to pay so much in my health care.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, did you run the gamut on your questions, or do you have?
Yeah, I actually have this paper that I've gone through and we're at the end. So
nice. I was thinking, we've also authored a book called Power Spending, Getting More for Less.
Oh, really?
We worked with our financial advisor on that back in 2010. It was published, self-published as well. And we had a lot of fun putting that together. And you can see lots of things in there about how to buy food for less, clothing.
We have one category, we have one channel we have on the app is called Bougie on a Budget.
Yes.
Nice. And it's that idea that you can still live an entertaining and fun lifestyle on a budget, and you can find all kinds of deals and stuff. That would be good to break up into little bits and contribute to the app as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. We have it separated into chapters.
Sorry? Do you still sell the book?
It's still available. It's still available online on Amazon.
On Amazon. But if you just create a calendar budget account, it's available digitally right on the tool.
Oh, cool. Okay. Awesome.
You go into your membership perks. It's right there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, we're certainly looking forward to this partnership. We're going to let you get back to your day for now, and we're going to be in touch real soon. I'll look for a sign up from New York on the platform here in the near future, but we'll get you converted as soon as the app does add the provinces of Canada, you know, to the platform. And
did you know that I think it's 90% of the population of Canada live within 50 miles of the United States border?
Yep, I can believe that.
Yeah, it's too cold north. Even it's in the summer, it's too cold.
New Hampshire, that's you guys are north, farther north than that.
Yeah.
It's been awesome getting to know you guys too. And we look forward to hearing more about your businesses and learning from them too.
I'd say it was a great first date. Looking forward to the second one.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
All right. Well, I can tell you, like, sometimes you find something and you think like, well, this looks like what I need. And, you know, you start to play with it and you either get to a point where you're like, hey, this is exactly what I need, or, you know, it wasn't what I first thought. But I think it's after seeing what, and thanks for pushing, by the way, on that screen share. That was really huge to be able to see that on the browser version. I hadn't got to see that yet.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you pushed that. Then but what I got to see is that it's so much more than I even thought it was, right? I was looking for an income and expense timeline.
Just from a marketing perspective, I like products that once you're introduced to it and the name says exactly what it is, calendar budget.
Yeah.
And then you go, why didn't I think of that? Like, because it's so perfect. It fits exactly what it is. And the mission is fulfilled. And it's a very useful tool. So this will be fun incorporating it into what we have going at.
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with that.
I tell you, it's exactly what the doctor ordered. And it, I mean, and even more so, it's like.
They have a podcast, too. We didn't, other than the playing the jingle at the end or the beginning.
We didn't
tell people how to tune in.
I can definitely put a link to the episodes, but there's a podcast channel and it's calendar budget. Just like you said, simple, nice and simple. A calendar budget.
It is what it is.
And, I think this is going to be great. It's exactly what the personal budgeting course needed. But more importantly, it's like when you find, sometimes you find software and like the folks, like the people are behind the software, just hard to work with and hard to deal with. I don't think we're going to have that problem at all. No,
I don't think so.
I can tell you, they fit.
Well, they're Canadian. They're very nice.
And they fit the dealing with that community hand in glove, as we talked about earlier. I'm looking forward and dealing with that community. Calendar budget's coming. Stay tuned.